For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. One reason methamphetamine is wreaking havoc on our region is the highly addictive nature of the drug. Meth impacts the brain in ways other drugs don't, making it much easier for users to become addicts and much harder for addicts to give up the habit. Kevin Willis has the second in our occasional series of reports on meth's impact on our listening area.
You don't have to show Chris Thomason the latest research about the addictive nature of meth. He knows all too well from personal experience. The 42-year-old from Glasgow started smoking meth 7 years ago. Meth wasn't Thomason's first experience with drugs. Growing up, he used and abused alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, LSD, and Valium. But Thomason says he's never encountered anything that was as hard to give up as meth.
To me, you just lose all reality in your mind. You just have no thought process, and you just feel like you're indestructible, really, most times. I mean, because your mind has put everything else out of the way. It has blacked out everything, and all you think about is meth.
Thomason has been off of meth for 2 years, which makes him a member of a rare club, those who have successfully kicked meth addiction. Meth users almost universally report a euphoric rush and larger-than-life feeling unlike any other drug they've ever tried. Dr. William Thornberry of Barron County says meth attacks and transforms the human brain in ways other drugs don't. Thornberry, who has a background in family practice and pharmacy, says you should imagine the brain as a complex set of seesaws that balance chemicals that allow us to do the things we do every day, like thinking, talking, and reacting. Dr. Thornberry says prolonged meth use destroys that intricate balancing act.
Many drugs affect one transmitter. Unfortunately, methamphetamine and its metabolites affect three different transmitters.
Neurotransmitters are chemicals that deliver messages in the brain's nerve cells. The first neurotransmitter meth targets is dopamine, a chemical highly involved in the brain's system of reward-driven learning. The brain releases dopamine when it's rewarded with things like food, sex, even something as ordinary as getting a pat on the back at work. Dr. Thornberry says meth's impact on dopamine is off the charts, beyond anything studied before.
And so when you push that to the extreme, you're going to have these super pleasurable experiences. And that in and of itself is very addictive because the brain's going to ask for more.
In this regard, meth is like the ultimate abusive lover. Taking the drug causes a massive but temporary spike in the user's dopamine levels, filling them with a sense of euphoria. But it's a short-lived sensation, and soon the users experience a crash that leaves them physically and mentally exhausted. There's only one thing that will get addicts back to the top of the euphoria mountain, and of course, that's more meth. The second transmitter impacted is norepinephrine, which, among other things, helps regulate a person's fight-or-flight response. And the third neurotransmitter attacked by the drug is serotonin, which helps regulate mood, appetite, and sleep. So, just to recap, meth addicts are destroying their ability to experience pleasure, pay attention to anything other than getting more meth, have normal moods, eat, and sleep. And if that's not enough, Dr. Thornberry adds this.
This is a drug that causes a lot of tolerance, and what we mean in pharmacology, tolerance is it begins to take more drug to accomplish the same response. Within a few months, you can go from maybe 5 milligrams of the drug to needing 1,000 milligrams of the drug to accomplish the same outcome.
Chris Thomason, the former meth addict from Barron County, says he's still feeling the effects of the drug, even though he's been off it for 2 years. Thomason says to this day he faces a sense of exhaustion similar to how he felt when he would come crashing down from the top of a meth high.
Just kicking the tiredness, the effects that it had on my body itself, most people just won't do it. I mean, most people don't want to go through the pain. They turn back.
And with meth's unprecedented impact on the brain and body, our region can expect to see countless other addicts turning back to this powerful drug. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.